Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, Bava Basra Daf Tzadivav. We are holding at the bottom of Tzadihayim and Beis. So we had a shaila regarding vinegar smelling wine. So this wine has already begun to ferment. The reyach is of vinegar, although it still tastes like wine. So it's inferior quality wine, no table wine, salad wine. What bracha does one make on this type of wine? Typically on wine because of its prominence, because of its chashivus. It deserves its own bracha, right? It gets bayir pri hagafen. What about this chamra de ikrim, which the Gemara calls it? It's already partially fermented. Rav Yehuda says it still deserves the hagafen. Rav Chisda says, it's downgraded to a shahakoil. What about Rav Yosef's opinion? So we have on the second line from the bottom, Amalei Abayla Rav Yosef. Abayi wants to know, Rebbe, what do you hold? Ha Rav Yehuda, Va Rav Chisda. On the one hand, we have Rav Yehuda who says Agafen. On the other side, we have Rav Chisda. What about you? Mar Keman Svirulay, do you support Rav Yehuda that the proper bracha is Hagafen, or Rav Chisda's approach, which is Shahakal? Amalei, he says, I only know a brisa, and based on that brisa, we will determine the bracha as well. Amalei masnisa yodano. I'm going to learn the halacha of my brisa. Okay, so we have a brisa, it is sefta, meseches trumos, perek dalad halachaches, which says like this, the sanyo. Haboideik es hachavis. A fellow has a barrel of wine. So he does a quick inspection, does a quick taste, to make sure it's still wine. And why is he doing that? Because he wants to leave that barrel on the side, to be used as a reserve barrel, to use it for truma and maser on other barrels. Liois mafrish ala alea truma v'hoylech. So basically, he's not going to go back and check this barrel, you know, too often. He puts it aside. He knows it has 10 gallons. And as he goes along and he buys wine or he produces wine, instead of taking truma and maser from each barrel separately, he says, you know what? Here we have a new barrel. 1 liter of truma is required. Okay, it's in that old barrel, in the barrel sitting in the corner. And slowly but surely, it's going to add up, and it's going to fill that whole barrel. That whole barrel will be considered truma. Okay, so he's using that barrel, the material in that barrel, to be applied as truma and maser on other barrels. So he continues on this road, and after a while, he discovers that that reserved barrel of wine isn't much wine. He discovers it to be vinegar. It's a month later, now he has no clue when it happened. When did that wine turn into vinegar? He's been relying on that wine for the last month. At what point do we say the problem begins? Meaning, he certainly had confirmation on day one that it was okay. He tasted it. Right? It tasted like wine. So, how much longer do we assume that wine was really wine? And at what point does the uncertainty factor kick in? The Brisa says, Kol gimel yomim vaday. So we know that it takes 3 days to turn from wine into vinegar. So let's say he tasted it 30 days ago. So you know that first day, the day following that day, and the third day as well. Kol gimel yayim vaday. It's certainly vaday. It's certainly wine. Mekan ve'eloch safek. But starting from that fourth day onward until today, it's a safek. We don't know when it happened. So what does the Braisa mean? We spoke about 3 days. Which 3 days? Rabbi Yechon says those original 3 days, the first 3 days. The first 3 days. Right? So if we tested on day one, day two, and day three, Vadayain, it can be determined that certainly the material was wine. And therefore any truma that was done then, based on the premise that it's wine, is valid truma. Mekan ve'eloch safek. But going forward, after those 3 days, you don't know. Perhaps it was already vinegar, and you cannot make a hafrasha from vinegar onto wine, according to Rebbe's shita back in Daf Pedal, it doesn't even work. So it's a suffix. And the Rashbam says, if it's a suffix, so you have to redo the truma just to make sure. And he explains, my time, what is this equation based on? Why do we say the first 3 days it's certainly okay, and then afterwards it's uncertain? Chamra, because the process in which wine turns into vinegar, chamra me'iloi akar. Akar means it changes. It changes starting from the top of the barrel. So he certainly would have noticed it because he took a sampling off the top, right? V'hayti me'iloi akar. This fellow tasted it, right, on day one, and it tasted fine. There's nothing wrong with it. Imtim tzalema basa t'ime akar. Now, at worst case scenario, the process, the fermentation, began right after he took that sample. Right? At that point, tasted wine, smelled wine, it was great. A minute later, perhaps, the process began. Imtim Salema, even if you suggest, at worst case, Basar the Ti'imi Akar, that the changeover occurred the moment he finished his sample. So at worst case, the fermentation began right then, which entails first a change of reyach, the aroma, the smell, that goes first. That's the first thing that's affected. And only later, 3 days later, does the entire thing transform into wine. You know, the taste as well. Have a reycha chala. So at that early point, on day one, day two, day three, although the reyach is already of vinegar, but v'tame chamra, it tastes, it still tastes like wine. And that determines, the taste is what determines. We call kontra b'yechan. We call reiche chala, any liquid, any wine which smells like vinegar, but it still has a wine flavor, v'tami chamra, that is what determines its status. It is still considered chamra. And therefore, says Rabbi Yechanan, you're safe. The first 3 days, you're safe. It's only going forward, once those 3 days are over, that there's a strong basis, there's a reason to be uncertain, that in fact, it had already fully convert it into vinegar, in which case you cannot use it for truma, so starting from day four, it's a suffix. That's Rabbi Yechanan's opinion, and that's the way he explains the brisa. First 3 days, you're okay. Afterwards, you're not sure. Rabbi Shimon Levi Omar, he disagrees. He says, the 3 days, vadai, that the brisa alluded to, aren't the first 3 days. Just the opposite. The most recent 3 days, it was discovered as vinegar today. Okay, so the last 3 days, you know for sure it's vinegar. That's what it means. 3 days vade means, in a negative sense, 3 days for sure vinegar. But going back 4, 5, 6, then you don't know. All the way to day one. So he says from day one till 3 days ago, you don't know what status of this thing. But you know that for the last 3 days, it is considered vinegar. Because he learns differently than Rabbi Yechon. He says, even when something smells like vinegar, it already has a status of vinegar. So again, Rabbi Shimon Levi Omar, kol gimel yomim ha'achroinim vaday chaymetz. The most recent 3 days, until discovery of this thing being vinegar, it is considered vinegar. Mekan ve'ila halam suffik, but past 3 days, going back, meaning 4 days ago, 5 days ago, six, it's a suffik. All the way till day one, my time. And you know why? Chamra me'tatoy akar. Firstly, he says, perhaps the wine begins fermenting from the bottom of the barrel. In which case, you may not have even noticed it on the first day. And it can very well be that the wine already started changing on that first day without him noticing it, because it happens on the bottom. Even if you'll tell me that it starts from the top, and this fellow in fact tasted on day one and it didn't taste bad, it doesn't matter. Because even though it didn't taste or smell bad at that point, perhaps the process of fermentation began immediately after tasting it. And the smell started switching into vinegar. Have a reiche chalos of the smell is a vinegar smell. Vitame chamer, although it tastes like wine, it has a status of vinegar. Reiche chala, vitame chamer, chala. So again, we have a brisa. A person inspected his barrel of wine. It tasted, it smelled fine. A month later, it's vinegar. At what point does he have to begin suspecting that the changeover occurred? Kodar biichnan. As long as it still tastes like wine, it's wine. So for the first 3 days, you're safe. Even if the process began right away. It takes 3 days for it to totally convert into wine. Past those 3 days, you're not sure what happened. Rav Shimon Levi takes a stringent approach. The time of wine is not sufficient. It has to smell like wine. So he goes the other way around. From day one until 3 days ago, you're not sure. For the last 3 days, you're sure it's no good because it certainly already had a vinegar smell. Continues the Gemara. Duray Moi. The Chachamim lived in Dorim, in the south of Eretz Yisrael. That's how they were known. They actually had a different way to understand Rabbi Shimon Levi. Masnu Mishmei Rabbi Shimon Levi, they actually learned that Rabbi Shimon Levi and Rabbi Yechon are on the same page. That Rabbi Shimon Levi adopts Rabbi Yechon's approach as well, the lenient approach. So they had a version as follows in the name of Rabbi Shimon Levi. Rishonim Vadayayin. The first 3 days, you know, after checking, it's certainly considered wine. Achroinim Vaday Chemetz. The most recent 3 days, culminating with the discovery of the Chemetz, is certainly considered Chemetz days. Vinegar. Emtsoyim Safak. The middle days, in between the first three and the last three, we're not sure. Ask the Gemara 1 second. This doesn't really work. It's either or, right? Either it's the first 3 days you're okay and then you're a Safak until the last day, or the last 3 days is a problem and then you're a Safak way back until the first day, right? Based on, you know, whether the flavor determines or the smell. Hogavakashi, you're inherently difficult to understand because Amris Rishayim Vadayayin. First you say, well, the first 3 days you're certain that it's wine. Like Rabbi Yechonon. Alma, apparently, you're going with that approach, that Reiche Chala, although the scent was a vinegar scent, V'tamei Chamra, but since the flavor was wine, Chamra has the status of wine. And then you say the other way around, V'hada Amras, then you switch it around, you say, Achroinim V'adei Chaymetz, last 3 days, prior to discovering it as Chaymetz, it's considered certainly Chaymetz. Why? Although it takes 3 days to turn into vinegar, because it already started 3 days ago. With the Reich, Alma, apparently you're going with the other approach, Reiche Chala, V'tamei Chamra, when something has a Reich of vinegar and tastes like wine, chala is treated like vinegar. So you're contradicting yourself. Answers the Gemara, you know what? Actually, Rabbi Shimon Levi holds like Rabbi Yechonon, that the time is what determines. The lenient approach. If so, why is he considering it like vinegar, vadai, for the last 3 days? Kigoin d'shtaka chala sip tika. He discovered it to be very strong vinegar. And that takes a while. Dilav de akar, glasa yaymi. Because if not for the fact that it already changed into full blown vinegar 3 days ago, dilav de akar glasa yaymi, lava mishtaka chala siptika. You would not have found this strong, potent vinegar today. Basically, what he's saying is that if it was found to be the strong vinegar, then you know for the last 3 days it's been fully vinegar, not just the reich of vinegar. The reich was vinegar, and the flavor was vinegar, and therefore all agree that you have to treat it as vinegar for the last 3 days. But otherwise, he would hold like Rabbi Yechonon, if it's ordinary vinegar, he'd say, look, let's take Rabbi Yechonon's approach. Just reich of vinegar is not sufficient to turn into considered vinegar. Therefore, when he tasted it today, and it tasted and smelled fine, you know you're good for the next 3 days. Going forward, all the way till the day of discovery, it's a suffix. Okay, so just a quick recap. He did a bdika on the wine. It was fine. A month later, it's vinegar. We have Rabbi Yechonon who says, well, you smelled it, you tasted it today, it was fine, you're good for the next 3 days, even though there's some reason to suspect that it was already starting to turn into vinegar the moment you finish tasting it. Doesn't matter. It takes 3 days for it to fully convert into vinegar, the flavor and the reyach, so until then you're good, because the flavor is what determines. According to Shimon Levi, the first version, he goes with the approach that reyach of vinegar also considers it vinegar, and therefore he says upon discovery of that vinegar, you have to go back 3 days, and you know for the last 3 days it's certainly vinegar, but past that, you have a suffix. And according to the Chacham Abdarim, Rabbi Shimon Levi really was Rabbi Yochanan's, taking on Rabbi Yochanan's position, but he was just speaking about a strong vinegar, in which case all agree it's been this way for 3 days. Okay, so back to our question regarding a bracha, right? That's how we got into this whole discussion. You have this deteriorating wine, which is already smelling like vinegar. What bracha does it get? We had Hagafen, we had Shahaka, right? Which really revolves around this question. Does the reich of vinegar change its status? Or do we say, no, it still tastes like wine? Kaman Pashavli. So Rabbi Yosef sought to build on this price. Whose opinion did he adopt? Rabbi Yochanan, who would hold that it's Hagafen, or Shimon Levi, who would hold Shahaka? So on that we have Machlekas too. We have a difference of our opinion. What Rabbi Yosef had in mind? Pligibor Rav Mori, Rav Zvid. A Machlekas between these two. Chadama one says Rabbi Yochanan, he passed like Rabbi Yochanan, that's Hagafen. Chadamar, Rabbi Shimon Levi, that's Shahaka. Itzmar. We had another discussion regarding a wine sale, which turned bad, which turned sour. Reuven sold Shimon a barrel of wine, and a couple days later he discovers it to be vinegar. Omer Rabs, Rabs says like this, Kol gimel yamim rishayin, b'shus meicher. We have to point out that we're speaking that the wine was still sitting in the barrel of the seller, right? It was not transferred to the customer's container. So you can sort of attribute blame to the seller. Something went wrong in your barrel. Okay, so Rav says, for the first 3 days, you can blame the seller. Right? So a 3-day money back guarantee. Kol gimel yamim rishayin b'rishus meicher, meaning to say that he's fully responsible for anything that happens. Mikan ve'elech, what past 3 days, it must have been stored bad or whatever, you know, and the point is that, like we said, it takes 3 days for it to go bad, to turn into vinegar, to ferment. So if you're good for the first 3 days, mikan ve'elech, once 3 days are up, anything that happens is the buyer's fault. It's just like, Shmuel Amar, no. He says, Chamra akatfa de mori shavar. He says, even if it happened a day later, you blame the buyer. Chamra, wine, akatfa de mori shavar. It jumps onto its owner's shoulders. It's an expression, Rashbam says. What he meant to say is, one's mazel has an effect on the quality of his wine. You know, all of a person's belongings are connected to him, right? So specifically when it comes to wine, Rashbam brings a pasuk, afki hayayin boiged, based on the Gemara later. The wine, one's wine reflects his behavior, and his spiritual standing. So interesting, it's a specific thing regarding wine. Says Shmuel, even if the wine went sour 2 days later, we can't blame the seller, because apparently the buyer triggered buyer and his spiritual deficiencies had a detrimental effect on the wine and expedited the fermentation process. So regarding halacha lemaase, about a story that happened, so Rav Yosef says, okay, he paskin like Rav regarding beer, because beer doesn't have this personal connection. So basically, if it happened within 3 days, we blame the seller. Look, I said the Shmuel b'chamra, and he paskin like Shmuel. He adopted Shmuel's position regarding wine, that even within 3 days, we blame the buyer. V'luchasuk, I said the Shmuel, and that's how we paskin. Tan rabban, echad sheichat tmarim. You have beer made of dates. V'echad sheichat se'orim. Beer made of barley. V'echad shemer yain. We have some sort of drink made by through mixing or soaking the lees, you know, the wine residue in water, and it extracts some flavor, some, right? So that type of liquid is not really considered wine, right? It just has a sort of a color or a slight flavor of wine. So all these are not considered choshev, meaning you don't make the hagafen on the shimre yain, you don't make the beer pre-eats on the beer made of dates, nor do you make the hadama or mezainas on the barley beer, like, you know, today we make a shakal, right? That's the halacha. And all these items we make, mevorchen aleim, shakol nivadvari, which is sort of a general, almost you can say a generic bracha, which doesn't reflect the prominence of the item because they aren't really prominent items. They're just like extractions of the respective materials. Acherim imrim, others disagree. So we have a shita which says like this: shmarim sheyesh bem tam yain. If you have shmarim, wine residue, lees that you find in the bottom of the barrel. So these shmarim, which were soaked in water and transferred some of the flavor into the water, which now tastes like wine, shmarim sheyesh bem tam yain mevarach alein ber pri hagafen, that triggers a hagafen because it's considered true wine. So Rav and Rav Yosef, they both say, "Damri tavayu ein halacha k'achirim." No, we don't adopt the achirim shita. It's not really considered true wine, even if it has wine flavor. You don't make a hagafen; rather, you make a shahakal. Explains the Gemara. What is the context of this machlekes? What is the recipe involved? Well, how much wine? How much, right? Amarava de kuliam. All would agree in the following case: Ramat Lasa. Let's say he had a bucket full of these shmarim, right? This wine, grape waste. And he poured in, ramatlos, he poured in three liters, okay? Vasa arba. And after a while, when he strained the whole mixture here, he took out the skins or whatever, the lees, he discovers 4 liters. So basically, 1 liter of this wine material came out of the shmarim. So in this concoction, this mix, he has basically 25% of true, original, pure wine and 75% water. All would agree in this case it has the status of wine. That's how wine was drunk. It was mixed. One part in three. One part of wine, 3 parts of water, right? So everybody agrees, Rama Tlas of Asa Arba, if you poured in 3 and you got 4, in which case you have 25% real wine, chamu, it's truly treated like wine. Rava l'tameh, because Rava follows his opinion, the Amar Rava, Rava tells us elsewhere, that is the proper proportion when it comes to drinking wine, kol chamra. Wine has to be strong enough to sustain this type of mix. Kol chamra, any wine, deli dori achatlas, mayit, which cannot be mixed, 1 part of wine versus 3 parts of water, basically 25% wine, and still be felt as wine, lav chamru. If that wine gets sort of washed out by being mixed this much, it's not really truly wine. It's not powerful wine. It doesn't have a good wine taste. So all would agree 25% wine material in a mix is considered wine. There's no machlekes there. On the other hand, ramat lasa, basat lasa. Let's say he took 3 cupfuls of water and he poured it into the shmarim, and after a while he strains out and he gets 3 cupfuls. So he didn't really get any more than he contributed. Loiklum, all agree it's not worth anything. All agree that the bracha on this would be a shahako. So even though, inevitably there's some flavor that was transferred to the water, he poured in clear water and out comes this flavored water, it's not significant enough to be considered wine. The machlekes pertains to the following case. Kipli, the machlekes is, the ramat loss of asat loss of palka. He poured in 3, and he strained out 3.5, which makes it clear to us that in fact, some of the wine residue was extracted now, because he got more than he gave, right? But he only took out an extra half. The Rabbanan Sabri. So the Rabbanan say, no, it does not require a hagafen. Why? Tlasa ayat, tlasa nafik. Because the way we look at it is like this. He poured in 3, and he got out the same 3. Poshle palga. But on top of the 3, you got an added half, right? So let's assume that added half is the actual wine material, but it's nullified because a half a cup mixed into 3 cups is 1/6. It's not worth anything. Upalga b'shita palgi maya, a half of a cup of wine, b'shita palgi maya in 6 halves, 3 cups, right? 6 halves of water, like klum with bottle. It's not discernible. It loses its wine status. Therefore, it's shahak v'achirim sabra, but the other shita holds no. You're assuming that only a half a cup of wine came out. Who says? You're assuming that the three and a half that was extracted, that was strained out, 3 is the original water, and only half is wine. Who says? Maybe some of the original water stayed inside the pits and the material, and more than a half came out. More than a half of wine came out. V'cheirem sabrit lasa'ul. True. You mixed in three cups. Treinu palganofik. But we can calculate that really two and a half only came out. A half got stuck inside and displaced the wine that was inside that material. Pashle kuza. So really, a whole cup of wine came out. So you have one cup of wine mixed into two and a half cups of water. That's good. The kuza betrayu palga, and one cup in two and a half of water. Chamra malia, that's perfect wine. Chamra malia, and therefore you get a hagafen. Interesting. Says the Gemara, b'yosu b'kadei midasu mipligi. So you mean to say that if you came up with more than you contributed, right? There's a machlekes, really? But it's not. We have a Mishnah. Hametamid. Same idea. A person mixes water with ishmarim. V'nasan mayim b'midah. He poured in a certain amount, you know, a cup, 2 liters of water. U'motzak de'midasa, and extracted the same amount. So he strained it out. He got the same 2 liters out. Not a drop more. Potter. So although that wine, that water now looks and tastes a bit like wine, but it, we don't look at it like it's wine substance. There's no chiv of maser. You don't do master from water, right? Rabbi the Machai, Rabbi says, you know what? Even though it's not truly wine, it's close enough, and therefore you have to be machmir and treat it like, you know, that's something that, like wine that it needs hafrosh of master. Adkam liplik, it appears that the machlek is only ela b'chdei medasai. If he took out the same amount that he put in, aba b'yezi b'chdei medasai, but let's say he came up with more. He came up with more than he contributed. So he poured in 2 glasses, but he came out with 2 and a bit. It seems like in that case, all agree that it's considered like wine, even though he didn't extract a substantially increased amount. Just a bit more is enough to consider it wine, because apparently the wine came out of the grapes, and that's enough to make the whole mix as wine. So as anyone know, who adin afilu b'yesu b'chdei medasi pligi, no, the machlekes applies even if the net result at the end was more than the water that he poured in. Unless it's a substantial increase, right? Otherwise, it's machlekes. V'haydeka miflegi b'chdei medasa. And the reason why the Mishnah specifically cited a case where the net result was really the same amount that he poured in. Not to say that if it's a bit more, it changes it. L'idiyach ha'koychad Rabbiuda was merely to highlight Rabbiuda's chiddush. Even if he came up with the same amount that he contributed, which leads you to think that it's just pure water. Still, Rabbiuda says, well, machmer, when it comes to maser, and we treat it like wine. Okay, let's recap today's daf. The wine daf. So we have wine, which is already showing traces of indications of fermentation. It's smelling like vinegar. What bracha do you make? Machlekes, hagafen, or shahaka. And that led us into the discussion regarding a fellow who set aside some wine for truma purposes. It was good to begin with, and now it's vinegar. Mishnah said, the Brisa says, 3 days is vadai, otherwise it's suffik. So now, if you learn that vinegar smelling wine is still wine, so the first 3 days you're good, because it takes 3 days for it to totally convert into vinegar. After which you have a suffik, that maybe the process is already completed. The other approach says no. Vinegar smelling wine is vinegar. So for the most recent 3 days prior to discovering it as vinegar, you know for sure it's vinegar. But prior to that is a suffik. If one sold his wine, which turned into vinegar, Rab says first 3 days the meicher is in charge, after it was lekech. Shmuel says wine, oh, that's the client's business. It's his mazel that affects his wine. That's how we paskin. Regarding all kinds of extracts, like beers, the bracha is shahaka. Regarding shmarim, well, it depends. If the net result was way more than the water that he poured in, all would agree that it's considered a wine, because even wine is meant to be diluted 1 into 3 parts of water. All would agree that the net result of this mix was no gain at all. All agree that it's not considered wine. If there was a substantial net gain, then we have a machlekes. Do we assume that the net gain was it was just a little bit more of wine, or do we say no? There was a displacement that took place, and the proportion of wine is pretty significant, in which case we treat it like wine. All the best to you and Hatzlacha.